Today's Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet. So we've been talking about the various things in which a mashal hu karka. This was a continuation of Rabbi Akiva's psak legabe even a mashal hu karka being enough to be mechayev you in Pe'ah, to write a principle on it, to transfer mechosim she'ein lahem achrayot, and so on. We talked yesterday about the dinim of contracts or wills where you're making out karka and you leave a little bit of karka out. Now we move on in Mishnah Chet to HaKotev Nechasav La'avdo, to somebody writes out a contract in which he's giving all of his property to his Eved. So if he does that, the Eved is Yotzei Ben Chorin. Because basically, if he's saying that I'm giving you everything that I own, one of the things that I own is you. And if I'm giving you the reshus to you, so then that essentially is giving him his freedom. So that would be sufficient to be considered to be the equivalent of a get shichrut. And he's clearly no longer this man's eved. But how about if he didn't write all of his nechasim, and he left out a little bit of karka? Shushir karka kosher. Remember that an eved has a din of karka. And he says, except for some of my property. So then the eved does not go free, because since he said, I mean, obviously, if he had said, you are free, and I'm giving you some property, fine, that would be one thing. But over here, to say all the things that I own except for some. So then I don't know exactly what that would mean. So in this case, Tana holds that it might be taking out the Eved himself. If he meant to include the Eved, so he would have said, you and all my property except. But since he says, I'm giving you and not all my property, I don't know that that includes the Eved. Rabbi Shimon Omer, La'olam hu ben chorin, achi omar hare kol nechasai netunim le'ish ploni avdi, chutz mi echad mi ribo shebehem. The fact that he said that I'm leaving out some of my property, and we're thinking, according to the Tanakhama, that that means I am leaving you out, which is a little bit nasty. I mean, the pashtus of what the guy is doing is not something that is just done to be nasty. He seems to want to actually give this Eved something. So why should we be choshish that it's something other than what it seems to be saying? I want to give you the gift. I mean, does it make sense to say that the one thing he's leaving out of the gift is the Eved, and therefore there is no gift, because whatever an Eved owns is owned by the owner? So what is he doing? Why would we be choshish that he's only doing this in order to make this guy into a joke? So therefore, I take it seriously. Now, if it's clear that what he's trying to do is give a message. So let's say he says, I give you everything that I own except for one trillionth of what my things are worth. So then he's trying to tell the guy, you know what you're worth to me? Bupkis. Okay. So then that's a way of telling the guy that you're bupkis. Okay, I understand. But otherwise, why should I think that? So unless he said, so then I have a reason to say that he's giving a message. But if it really is apparently a serious transaction, so then he meant to give the Eved. Why would I be so nasty as to take out specifically the Eved? Okay, so this would be actually a wonderful moment for a Richie, if only he were here.
No, Rabbi, I just want to clarify. If he said, let's say, six properties and these fridges, etc., then we say the Eved is meant to be free. It's only if it's this funny phrase. Is that correct?
It's correct, but it's not correct because of its implications. We were talking about a case where he didn't say specific properties. You said you made a list of properties. If he said specific properties, then it doesn't mean it to exclude the Eved.
Right, so I'm saying the Eved would go free if he listed specific properties.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't get what's the difference between Mashiach Karka Koshu or Echad, what is it? Mechad Mi Rubosha Bayam.
Because one is a message where he's saying, this guy, my Eved, the way that he puts it, I'm leaving this guy, my Eved, I'm just leaving out one millionth of my property. What is that supposed to mean? And it's obviously a message.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that there I understand that I take it not at face value.
Mashen ken ma kashir koshu, then he would be yotzei lecheres.
Yeah, I argue. I say he would be yotzei lecheres. It's a koshu, whatever it is. But I mean, why in the world would I think it means the Eved himself? Okay, so Chadron Alach Malbenot Atfuah. We enter.